FM.
Hi, it's Jo Summerbell with this morning's top story.
You're involved with someone that's committed, you know, like any kind of offence. There's always that shame and that stigma and the isolation that you feel.
That's Kaylee, a mum of two from Oxford, who's been talking about how her family was impacted by her partner going to prison. She told me that her kids' attendance started to drop at school and behaviour issues were being flagged up. And initially, they hid away from the world.
You don't want to go into someone at your friend's or family's home and say, you know, like, oh, my dad's in prison, because you think you're going to be looked down on or treated like a criminal yourself. The children, they haven't done anything wrong and they shouldn't feel the effects of their father's crime.
We've been speaking to Kaylee because her family's been helped through the trauma by a local charity, which is now teaming up with police on a groundbreaking pilot project in Oxford. Here's Sergeant Russ Massey to tell us more.
Certainly the police, we tend to think about victims, we tend to think about offenders and how we can support victims. But actually, people affected by parental imprisonment is much wider than just the victim of the crime. We've been identifying ways in which we can use our data to highlight and find people or families who need more support to actually prevent further harm.
PCSOs will start turning up at the homes of families in Oxford initially, but the project could be expanded to check on them and see if they could do with some more support. And that's where Children Heard and Seen steps in. Sarah Burrows is the charity's director.
One of the difficulties, well, a huge problem, is the identification of children at the parent prison. Nobody actually knows who the children are. So somebody could go to court today, have a custodial sentence, and the child could be on their own at home alone.
Recent research revealed that 65% of boys with a parent in prison go on to commit a crime themselves. A big ambition for the project, as well as speeding up the identification of families needing help, is to reduce the chance of children going on to offend when they're older. Sarah says it's tough on whole families, but especially kids who can be badly bullied.
Children who have had concrete blocks through their window, faces through their door, their other parents have been assaulted for offences. There was a WhatsApp group going around for one child to say that if my father had committed an offence like that, I would kill myself.
The Thames Valley Violence Reduction Unit is leading on the pilot project and is expecting to support around one family every week in Oxford.